Hey, sorry about that. I was sorting something in the back office. I'm used to being able to look out, but they just installed these new tinted windows and it makes it hard to see through. And I'm still getting used to it. But enough about me. What can I help you with? Oh, a library card? Absolutely. Did you want a physical one or do you just want to download the app? Okay. Well, either way, I'll have to take your information down for the system. Let me just. Sorry, give me a second here. Okay. Are you new to the city or, did your old card just expire? Well, you're certainly new to this library. I feel like I'd remember you if you came in before. Because I have a pretty good memory. I mean, not like I wouldn't remember someone like you, if I didn't have a good memory. Just sorry. Yeah, anyway, okay, can I see a piece of ID and something that has your address on it? Usually they ask us to tell people to bring in like a physical piece of mail. But if you've got a bank statement, a bill, invoice, something like that on your phone, then I'll make an exception. Oh, that's cute. They let you smile in your license here, eh? I'm from Canada, and we don't really do that kind of thing. At least not where I'm from. I'm jealous. What is? Sorry, I thought my phone was on silent. One sec. So unprofessional of me. Oh. That's on my phone. Do you hear sorry. Weird. I must be drinking too much yerba mate. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, a phone bill, or an invoice or anything. If you have like the email on your phone. Cool. Oh, yeah, I could take that. Let me just see here. Cool. Okay. Thank you. Can I just get your email and number? Okay. Seven 8 4 1. Oh, gotcha. Okay, so you should be getting an email sometime soon with a link for the library app, and then you can just download your virtual card there and just scan it when you come in. But if you eventually do want a physical card, just let me or one of my associates know, and we can do that for you too. Are you playing? Yeah, I'm usually here during the week. What was I? Are you planning on using the card to just take out books, or did you want to use any of our other services? Well, we've got some computers over there. Though they're only really good for word processing or casual web browsing. The printers here are actually pretty good. So that's cool. Oh, and on the second Friday of every month, we have a different guest speaker come in and give a lecture. So if you're interested in that kind of thing. And on the third Friday, we have community art classes. And I actually think this Friday they're doing macrame owls. So, I'm usually off on Fridays, so I'm not quite sure how they are, but I hear they're pretty good. I mean, good enough that the city keeps giving us funding for them. So, while I have your file up, did you want to take a book out or? Oh, good choice. Yeah. I didn't figure you for the type. No, sorry. Not, I know how that sounds. I didn't figure you for the type to make good choices. Just that I didn't think you'd be into that specifically. Okay, yeah, let me just... Yeah, I moved here because, honestly, someone that I was dating at the time lived here. And we're not together now, but I kind of fell in love with this place. So the library sponsored my work visa, and I've just been here for the time being. Yeah. You know, it's funny. You're the first person I've ever told that to. Well, usually when people ask, I tell them I moved here for school and then make up some kind of major. But for some reason, I just felt like telling you the truth. So I guess it's our little secret now. We don't have a copy in right now. But they do have one in San Bernardino. I can get it sent here, but it'll take a couple days. Great. Cool. Yeah. We'll send you an email when it gets here, or I'll leave you a voicemail. But for now, is there anything else I can do for you? Oh, sure. Yeah. By all means, take a look around. Just be careful though. The light in the anthropology section went out, and they keep saying that they'll send somebody in to fix it, but it's already been like a month. And I'd go do it, but then I feel like I'd end up like that episode of Abbott Elementary, you know? But anyway, yeah, if you need anything, let me know. Yeah, no problem. Oh, hey. I didn't see you come in. Did you need help with something? Oh, the printer. Yeah, for sure. Did you need to print something from the computer or do you have it on a device? Yeah, no problem. Oh, man. The rain really came out of nowhere, huh? Did you bring an umbrella? Oh, man. Okay. So, this printer looks really intimidating at first, and honestly, it's not very intuitive at all, but the prints are quality. So, can I see that USB? Thank you. It's weird. You have to turn it on after you put it in. Usually it's the other way around. You know, you put it in once it's already turned on and ready to go. But this printer is very specific. Okay, so let me show you. You just put it in and... There you go, girl. She's just shy. Okay, see? Now it's showing up on the display here. Is it the only file that's on there? Oh, yay, I see it. Okay. And how many copies do you need printed? Just the one? Okay. Cool. Actually, while it's printing, just give me a sec. I'll be right back. Okay. Here. I keep an umbrella in the back, just in case. Nah, it's okay. I drove here, so I'll just have to run to my car. It's no big. No, really, I insist. Yeah, and then you can just return it next time you come in. Yeah, of course. I mean, you wouldn't want your printouts to get wet either. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, oh, no, you go. I was just gonna ask, how the... Oh, shit. Sorry, I gotta get that. Get home safe, okay? Yeah, of course. That's what umbrellas are for. Just, make sure you bring it back. It's the only one I have.
Raccoon City Public Library. Marcus speaking. No, Mr. Kennedy. Your book hasn't come in yet. Yeah, I'll give you a call when it does. Well, I put in the request when you came in this morning, and it still hasn't been processed by the library in Liberty City yet. Yeah, well, of course. Well, I'll certainly, I'll give you a call when it does. Or, you can add, an email if you'd like. I can email. Right, yeah. I didn't think you used email. Yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem. Sure thing.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I was shredding some top secret documents in the back. How's it going? Oh, thank you. I completely forgot that I lent this to you. Actually, no, that was a lie. I just wanted to sound, you know, cool and nonchalant. Is there anything I can help you with today? Or did you just come by to drop off the umbrella? Oh, yeah, something else? What's up? What can I do for you? What is this? Is this a... Oh my god. Is this... It was you. I thought I was being a degenerate and I don't know, watching too much porn, but it really was you. Wait. Why are you giving this to me? Really? I mean, I know that we were kind of friendly and flirty back and forth, but I didn't think you'd, I don't know. It's just a lot suddenly, but, I'm into it. I don't know what to say. What time is it? Oh shit. Okay. Did you want me to call you after work and we can meet up, or No. Wait. That wouldn't suit you, would it? No. Someone like you, you're gonna need something a little more stimulating, won't you? Okay. So, my coworker over there is almost done their shift. They're just returning some books back to their shelves. But after that, it'll just be me here until close. Me and the people studying in the quiet study section, but it'll just be us if you want to stay. Okay. Cool. Actually, why don't you come here? Yeah. Get over to my side of the desk. It's okay. If you get on your knees, no one's gonna see you. Yeah, really. I'm serious. I mean, you hand me this remote like you're some cute little puppy bringing their owner a toy. So, yeah, I'm serious. Get over here. Hurry, or my coworker will see you. On your knees. Good girl. Now, you know what to do, right? Take it off for me. Whoa. No need to rush. Let's take our time together, huh? That's it, baby. Get me nice and hard. And when my coworker leaves, I'll use you nice and properly. Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Kiss the head just like... yeah. Just like that. God, you're so pretty. Hey, now might be a weird time to ask. Your mouth's also full, but, why me? Oh. That's it? No. I appreciate it. You're cute. Now, get back to work, baby. Oh, fuck. For the record, I am very, very glad you chose me. And I am gonna take good care of you now, baby. Don't worry. Yeah, I'm gonna... Oh, Hey, Denise. No, I was just I was talking to myself. I'm practicing lines for this radio play I'm auditioning for. It's like it's like a bit of it's a bit of a role play. Anyway, are you heading out for the day? Oh, the report. Oh, no. It's fine. I can do it for you. I mean you're supposed to be off in like 5 minutes, right? Yeah, just head out. It's no problem. I'll see you on Monday. Oh, wait, actually, Denise, sorry. I wanted to talk to you about next Friday. You requested it off, right? Ugh, I knew it. See, I told Jen, and she scheduled you anyway. No, don't worry about it. It's all good. I mean, ever since Chelsea and David left, she's been having a hard time with finding enough people. But you know, worst comes to worst, if no one can take it, I'll take it for you. No, it's no problem at all. Though, if you know of anyone looking for like a part-time library job, then let me know. Cool. No problem. All right. See you Monday. She's gone. Good girl. No, we weren't gonna get caught. And when I turned it up, you started sucking me off even harder and sloppier than before. Yeah, it was really, really good, baby. Now that we're alone, let's do something a little more fun. Go to the anthropology section and I'll meet you there in a second. Oh, and get naked for me. Don't worry. No one's gonna see us there. Unless you want them to. Really? I got you. Like I said, you're all mine now. And I'm going to take good care of you. Do you trust me? I said, do you trust me? Good girl. Anthropology. I'll be there soon. Go. Oh, shit.
Raccoon City Public Library, Marcus speaking. Hi, Mr. Kennedy. Yes. Yes, I did leave you a message earlier today. Yeah, we just got your book in. Sure. Sure thing. Yeah. Come in anytime today. I'll have it ready for you. Well, we don't close until 9 tonight, but you're more than welcome to come by anytime soon. Actually, sooner might be better. Sure thing. Okay, Mr. Kennedy. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Angel. I had to. Oh, wow. You're gorgeous. Come here. Stick your tongue out. I don't think I can wait any longer. Take it out for me. Just like that, baby. Good girl. Yeah. You want it. Tell me what you want. Okay. Bend over. Hands up against the shelf. No, it's okay. These shelves are affixed onto these tracks with brakes on them, so they won't tip over. Don't worry. Fuck. You really look good like that. Spread it for me. Good girl. Well, what do we say when we want something? Please. Who? Well, if you ask like that, how could I say no? Oh, fuck, Angel. You feel even better than I thought you would. That's it, baby. Push back into me. Fuck. Hey, I said we wouldn't be seen back here. But if you moan like that, they'll definitely hear us. Baby. I said we have to be quiet. Should we stop? No, you don't want that. Do you? Open your mouth. Suck on my fingers. Maybe it'll keep your mouth busy enough to muffle your pretty, pretty moans a bit. Huh? Fuck. Yeah. Take it, baby. Take all of it deep inside. Oh my God. Holy fuck, you feel like you were made to take me like this. Fuck, that's perfect. Baby, what's gonna get you to quiet down, huh? You know, I think maybe a gag and collar would look really cute on you, but you'll have to settle for my hand for now. Deep breath, beautiful. That's it. There we go. No one else should be able to hear your pretty little whining now.
And as much as this public play is very, very hot, there are some things that I'd like to keep to myself. Especially since I'm the one making you feel this good. I should be the only one to hear. Isn't that right, baby? I want all these pretty, pretty sounds you're making all to myself. I want you all to myself. And that's what you want too. Isn't it, sweetheart? That's why you gave me this remote, right? You want to be all mine, right? You want Daddy to take good, good care of you. Don't worry, baby. You won't need to... You won't need... to think about anything else but being a good, filthy, pretty little toy for me. And I will take good, good care of my pretty, filthy little toy. You're all mine, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Say my name. It's okay. I'm not choking you that hard. You can do it, baby. You can do it. There we go. Good girl. See? You can do it when you try. I'm so, so proud of you. Again. Say my name again. Yeah. God, you're the best. Fuck. My name has never sounded so good. I might get addicted to hearing that. Are you getting close? Yeah. Baby, you wanna come? But I'm not quite there yet. And we can't have you coming without me, right? I mean, after all, aren't you here to make sure that I feel good? Isn't that the purpose of pretty, little, filthy, gorgeous toys like you? Right. So, you better make me come then, right? Come on, baby. You can do it. I want you to do it. I want to come deep inside you, baby. But only if you earn it. Yeah, push back into me. Just like that. Oh, fuck, that's good. Yeah. Squeeze down on me, baby. Make me come, angel. You want it? You want me? Yeah. Then take it. Do it. Oh, fuck, princess, that's it. Oh my god, I'm getting close. Yeah. Yeah, you want me to mark you as mine. You want me to come deep inside you. Baby, 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 you want me to... Oh, fuck. I didn't even hear that. Wait, let me... No, no, no. Don't stop. Oh, it's a... Mr. Kennedy, hi.
Shh, 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 shh. You can't see. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll be right there, Mr. Kennedy. Just give me a moment.
You better hurry.
Well, you see, usually Mr. Kennedy takes a long time here at the library. He likes to tell me all about his grandkids and what kind of books they're reading nowadays. So if you don't make me come right now, you're gonna have to wait.
And you don't want that. Do you?
No. A greedy, needy little thing like you. No, you want it all. And you deserve it all. Don't you? Well, beg for it. What do you want, baby? Tell me. Oh, fuck that look on your face right now. That's perfect. Yeah. Do it. Yeah. I'm getting there. Come for me. Do it. Come for me while I... Oh, fuck. Tell me you're mine. Tell me you're all mine, baby. Who do you belong to? Who do you belong to, sweetheart? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come deep inside you. I'm gonna come so fucking... Back for it. Tell me you're mine. Tell me you're... Mine. Oh, fuck. Take every last drop, Angel. I'm gonna... Shh. No. Fuck. Fuck, that's it. Yeah. Baby, shh. Oh my god. Holy fuck. That's it, baby. That's it. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. You're incredible. Fuck. Yeah, just a second, Mr. Kennedy. I'll be right there. Sorry about that.
Oh, baby. You're something else. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, fuck.
One sec.
Here. Here. These are my house keys. I'm done a little after 9, but I'm gonna call your taxi, and they're gonna take you to my place. Okay? Well, I made you into quite... a pretty little mess, so it's only right that I take responsibility. I wish I could go with you, but I have to finish my shift. So once you get there, you can take a shower and all that, and then I'll get us some food on my way home. Okay? What? Is that too domestic? Good, because I thought you wanted me to domesticate you, to make you mine. I gotta go. But, thanks again for choosing me.
Hi, sorry about that. Yeah, there's just a whole stack of books in the back, and they're set up in kind of a precarious way, so I had to make sure they're okay before I left them. No. It's no bother at all, really. I mean, it is my job after all, too. Yeah, you're here for your book, I presume, right? Yeah, just a moment. I have it set back here for you. Yeah, so I believe that this Friday, they're doing macrame owls. So if you wanted to bring your wife and your grandkids, they should be able to, yeah. Same time as usual, 6 p.m., yep. I won't be working, but one of my associates will be here to help with everything, so. No.